It's the Afternoon Cruise on Jazz 88. A little taste of Happy Apple off their album New York CD. They're celebrating the release this Friday and this Saturday at the Dakota. And I'm in the studio hanging with Eric Fratsky, the bassist for Happy Apple. Eric Fratsky, thank you for being here on the Afternoon Cruise.
Ooh, my pleasure.
17 years since the last time that I had to look and go, okay, that's for a band that's been together for 25 plus years, it's been a long time since y'all have gotten in the studio together. You've gone back together, right. You've played shows, you've done things. But what prompted sort of getting back together for this iconic group after a pretty long lapse in recording?
Well, that's a really good question. It's kind of like this is a long running band.
Right.
And the first 5 to 10 years, you know, so we're talking the late 90s and early 2000s, we were hitting it hard. And then after a certain point, we just kind of were adulting. And that took us in different paths.
Yeah.
And 17 years, so it's almost like the kids are off to college now.
Got you.
I mean, I'm speaking more metaphorically.
Yeah, yeah.
And just how our lives and relationships have kind of evolved over that time. It was just Happy Apple is on its own clock.
Yeah,
totally.
I totally get you. And it is a beautiful clock that Happy Apple does, because it doesn't seem like you guys play any sort of games of going, oh, this is what we're supposed to do, or this is what a jazz band should do. It seems like you chart your own path and we're better for it. It's weird to be an institution and be rebellious. Happy Apple is kind of both, right? Like the sound of it kind of seems sometimes like, look, we don't need an upright bass player. We don't need the support of a cording instrument. Right. We're going to make it our way. But you guys are also kind of elder statesmen. How do you navigate that? How do you navigate being rebellious and also being an institution?
Oh, man. We've always been irreverent.
Right.
Always. And so there's no... We don't look at ourselves as elder statesmen, but like you said, we're aware of it. But the irreverence and the rapport that we have with each other just pushes us from being too navel-gazing or self-important.
I get it. It's great that that rapport gives you that, because sometimes you can get really high on your own supply. You go, oh, we just must be the best on earth. And that is not the vibe I get off of any of you individually. You know, like you just
right.
go, look, we're making jazz our way and we're making music our way. And again, like I said, it's been really awesome to see this, you know, peaks and valleys as far as activity.
It's true.
You guys are still doing it.
It's true.
I'm chatting with Eric Fratsky, the bassist for Happy Apple. They're celebrating their new album, New York CD, the vinyl release, which is a mouthful. The New York CD vinyl release.
Yes.
On Friday and Saturday at the Dakota. And one thing I learned really early on, I'm sort of like prime age for being a Happy Apple fan. I took bass lessons with you probably about 18, 19 years ago or something like that. And I went to a lot of those shows. And a lot of what I heard you and particularly Dave King talk about, the drummer in the group, was that a lot of these tunes, there isn't a lead sheet that you started to learn off of. You guys were actually teaching each other these songs. Is that still the thing where there isn't a piece of manuscript for any of these songs?
That's correct.
So when you call out a tune from like a record from 2004, do you got to relearn it and listen to the recording and go, how does that chord progression go?
Or some degree.
Okay.
But for instance, Mike Lewis, the saxophonist, he has everything locked in his brain that very few musicians that I've ever witnessed. He doesn't have to play something for, it could be 10, maybe 20 years. And with just a little bit of work in real time in front of us, it's there. If it's not there instantly.
My gosh. Are you more likely to remember the Eric Fratsky songs that you wrote?
I'm less likely
okay.
to remember those. It's like when songwriters can't remember their own lyrics or something.
You just go, I don't know, somebody tell me how this bass line goes. And
there's a little bit of that. But yeah, like for me personally, I would need to go back over some things to brush up a little bit. But we were just at rehearsal just prior to me coming here, and we pulled a song from a 1998 record.
Part of the solution problem?
Yeah. Okay. Or if it was around that time.
Yeah.
And we hadn't played it in years and years. And we played it without having to stop and work it out. It was something.
Wow. Wow, that is so cool.
But that's coming from rehearsing with no music for years, hard like that.
And y'all really believe that that's important, right? That it wasn't a manuscript band. It wasn't a lead sheet band. How do you think that changes how the music is played and how y'all relate to it?
You have to internalize it. And for me, I think you get to your own interpretation of the music quicker. Mm. Oftentimes, I think for me, I'm just speaking for me, if I read a piece of music, that's an extra step in the process. There are very talented people that can go right to the heart of written music and play it like it's
like
they've
it's
internalized
in there.
It. But that's not the process for me.
Yeah.
And the band is just, it's never been that way. we teach each other the parts, verbatim with a piano or something.
And then get into it.
And get into it.
That's a big thing in radio, too. People are always like, get off the sheet. Try to figure out how to actually talk and how to have that conversation.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Very smart.
We're going to have a quick traffic conversation. Then we're going to listen to one of Fratsky's tunes, which I bet he knows at this point, computer-aided drafting. And then we'll talk a little bit more with Eric Fratsky from Happy Apple as they celebrate the vinyl release of New York CD this weekend over at the Dakota. It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm hanging out with Eric Fratsky, the bass player for Happy Apple. They're getting ready for two shows, one on Friday night, one on Saturday night over at the Dakota. And we've been mainly playing a tune off of the new Happy Apple record called Antonym Requiem. But since Fratsky was nice enough to come into the studio, I want to play a couple of the tunes that he wrote. So, Eric, we're about to play the tune Computer-Aided Drafting. Play a little bit of it. Is there anything you want to say about the tune before we press play on it?
Yeah, this is an attempt of mine to try and write some kind of swing tune.
Okay.
But my phrasing and the way I think about music is so angular oftentimes that was the result. This is the closest it's going to get.
Fratsky tries to swing. Jazz 88.
Thank you.
Afternoon Cruise. We're celebrating Minnesota Jazz. We're celebrating Happy Apple, their first studio release in 17 years. And I'm in the studio with Eric Fratsky listening to Computer Aided Drafting, a tune that he wrote on the new album, self-described as an attempt to get something in the world to swing. And Eric, you got a lot of things on your side. Mike Lewis sounded pretty fantastic on that. Dave King sounded fantastic.
Yes,
you as well.
Of course.
But you said as an Angular person, as an Angular writer, it's sort of, you got to get out of your comfort zone to start to write something in that sort of swing feel.
It's more like sometimes you have a goal of writing some kind of maybe classic sounding swing feel lines. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, sometimes you end up finding yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and so you let go of like, oh, I want to have it sound like Lester Young. Right. Whoever. And it just, you go with it.
Yeah.
If you don't let those, you don't want to be disappointed about, oh, it doesn't sound like what I thought it would. But you go, oh, this actually kind of sounds like me. This must be me. Let's go with it.
Let's talk in a larger sense about sounding like you. Mm. Happy Apple is really instantly identifiable in a lot of ways. Like if you hear something, you don't go, oh, who is that? You go, okay, electric bass, sounds of Mike Lewis. Dave King has an iconic sound on drums. My question is, when you're actually writing and you're in the lab, mm-hmm. do you ever toss something out because you go, that's good, but it's not us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say toss out. It's just set aside.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh, for sure. For sure.
Where you just go, this doesn't fit sort of what we do.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And just the opposite, where just like all people that are in bands and where they write music for those particular voices because they can hear them.
Yeah.
Or they can imagine them interpreting it in a way that elevates it.
Yep. I'm chatting with Eric Fratsky, bass player for Happy Apple and also one of the composers. And Eric, I know a part of what you've been doing in your life has been going even deeper into music theory and music composition, which is something that you've never seemed to be a stranger to. Even when I studied with you many, many years ago, you were very up on your theory. When you sit down to play now that you've done a lot more pen and paper stuff and a lot more sort of advanced theory, does it change how you relate to your instrument, or is your relationship with the bass kind of the same as it's been?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't think theory directly comes into play.
Yeah.
It's at a deeper level somehow, but it's more like meditation, where you just go in and you start listening deeply. And you may process some theoretical concepts or touch on them or try to pull them up when you're in that zone. But it's just sitting down and listening.
Yeah.
Or maybe having a starting point, like, you know, I want to write a swingish kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more about maybe theory and things like that help you actually set it aside and start listening.
Got you.
In my experience.
Yes. And I feel like that's what people say, absorb all the theory you can. And then when you're actually in the moment, let whatever come in, but don't force it into those settings.
Yeah, usually theory can help widen your concepts.
Got you. I'm chatting with Eric Fratsky from Happy Apple, getting ready for a run of shows this weekend over at the Dakota, Friday and Saturday night. It feels special to be a part of a band that's been around for 25 years. There's a certain thing where you go, how many bands break up? How many bands don't figure it out when people head in different directions, but you guys figure out how to navigate the personnel relationships, the vibes to make sure you could do it on your terms. What does it feel like to you when you actually get to stand up on that stage with two really good friends of yours and make music? It happens rarely, but you get to do it. How does that feel?
More and more, it's joyous.
Yeah.
It's joyous. And there is a little bit of stepping outside of myself and going, what is going on right now? What is happening on stage? Appreciating it, but then kind of being able to step outside of it and go, wow, this is pretty cool. This has never happened before.
Yeah.
Maybe in a way that didn't happen previously.
Well, maybe a little bit more smelling the roses, right?
I'm just yes.
Eric Fratsky, we're going to get to traffic. We're going to get to news and all that. It's been such an honor to talk to you. Congratulations on keeping Happy Apple together and making a new album, celebrating this weekend over the Dakota. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and great shows on Friday and Saturday.
Thanks for having me in, and thanks for all you do for jazz and music in the Twin Cities.
It is an honor.